Good morning. Actually, this morning, I asked Yoshida Roshi to give some talk to you, but as she has just arrived from Japan, and she said she is not ready to speak yet, so I'm going to speak something. I introduced her already to you, but some of you here may not know her, so I think I have to introduce Yoshida Roshi first. ちょっとお立ちになっていただいて、ご紹介いたします。吉田ロス。皆さんどうぞ。she is the one of the important disciple of Hashimoto Roshi, who passed away 何年前でございましたかね、Hashimoto Roshi が亡くなったってか、who passed away 4 years ago、Hashimoto Roshi is famous teacher who studied various old rituals and form of especially okesa and robes and besides study of Shobo Genzo. By Hashimoto Roshi, our rituals improved a lot. So we are so fortunate to have her here. The Joyce Zenko-san has been studying under her at Kaizenji near Nagoya Temple. And we expect her always to come and give more fundamental understanding of our rituals and way of observing things, not only just rituals, but also how we should behave according to Dogen Zenji's way. As Dogen Zenji, you know, since Dogen Zenji, it is 700, more than 750 years. So everything is not so clear. In the meantime, you know, our way mixed up with some other things, which was not so good. So still we are studying his way. What was his way? And because we have many things which we cannot accept completely. And so that is why we study Dogen Zen this way. We think Dogen Zen this way cannot be like that. That is why we study. Maybe that is wrong, but anyway, we want to accept teaching sincerely with our heart or true mind. That is why we have to study him. And we think he is the most sincere student or teacher among the teachers we have had. This morning I want to speak a relationship between our everyday life, especially relationship between material and we Buddhists. What kind of attitude we have about material? When we say spiritual life, people liable to ignore the material, and that is big mistake according to Dogen Zen. Material and mind or spirit is same according to Buddhism. And so we know that all of us has Buddha nature. But if so, we are very careful how to the relationship between us. But we tend to ignore the relationship between we human being and other being, like plants or river, especially food. You think food is very important, so you study food. But the way you study food is not always right, because you put emphasis on yourself, ignoring the value of food, We have a very selfish discrimination about food. I think that is a kind of selfish attitude of human being. According to Buddha, everything has Buddha nature. If so, we should respect everything as you respect yourself. That is, main point. So how you, appreciate food is the most important point. Before you have discrimination about food. Buddhists from all the time, always noticed this point very strictly. You may say that is too much, but you know, for an instance, my father was a priest. No. When he was going home, if he finds some vegetables on the roadside, he picked up and he brought the old vegetables. The farmers and people, which farmers and people throw away, and he cooked it for us, and so I had to eat it. there were small river, in front of the temple. The many rotten old, vegetables would floating down from the upper river. So as soon as he finds some vegetable-like thing, not exactly. To me, that was not exactly this. it might be good for comfort, but not for eat. But he cooked it, and he said, "Everything has Buddha nature." You should not throw away. And wherever he goes, he talked about how valuable the food is. You should not throw them away. My teacher, my master, was my father's disciple. So he was also very strict with, the food. Here you say, you study what food is good for you, what kind of food you should take. But to me, and they are very much proud of their knowledge of, food, how much, nourishment some certain food has. And this is acid, and this is, and this food contains a lot of, alkali? Opposite of acid. But, to me it is, I understand. I think that is good. But before you say so, you forget something. I wonder if you don't make big mistake. to appreciate the value of food is first And what kind of food you choose is next, I think. Dorian Zenji, you know, left instruction about our cook, what kind of, you know, spirit we must have when you become a cook in the monastery. He says, the duty of cook in the monastery is completely different from usual cook in city. Completely different. So you should know what is the duty of a cook. And he left, you know, Tenzo Kyoku. instruction for the cook in the monastery. And in his instruction, one of his instructions was, don't say kome. Kome is rice. You should say okome. O is honorific, you know, prefix to kome. Kome is rice. Okome means, you know, when we say okome, we respect, you know, expression of, as an expression of respect, we say, without saying kome, Dorian Zenji says, you shouldn't say kome, or you should say okome. So, most Japanese people, you know, put honorific prefix to everything. Instead of saying chawan, we say ochawan. Instead of saying kesa, we say okesa. That is, you know, this kind of understanding is the understanding we Buddhists have had. Dorian Zenji put emphasis on this point. He didn't throw away even leftover water. He respectfully returned the water to the river. All the confusion we have right now in our society comes from the lack of understanding of what is, you know, about what is material. You know, in our society, we respect labor. You know, labor is you know, the most important element when you value things. But before you know, count, you know, value the labor, there must be something you should think. No, something which was given to us. There is something here. And if you work on it, you know, it will serve your purpose. But labor is not only thing which you should count. Most you pay. Only for labor. That is, I think, a kind of arrogance of human being. You ignore the Buddha nature, which everything has. If we notice this point, our system of life will change a lot. Of course, you know, labor is important. Labor is important. Labor is will be make sense when you work on with respect. Work on things with respect. That is the, should be the true nature of labor. You know, labor is without, you know, understanding or without having deep respect to the things which was given. And to only to count labor is a big mistake. So labor doesn't make any sense. Labor is, you know, when we work on things with respect, that is our human life in its true sense. We, you know, we pay, you know. Mostly, you think you pay for the labor, but you know, I don't think that is right understanding. You pay for the labor and for the things which was given to us by God, according to your understanding, or by Buddha. Only when we have this kind of understanding of things, our system or economic system will change. I'm not, you know, economist, so but I feel in that way. So money is also, you know, should be treated in that way. You pay, you work on things with respect. Money is, you know, to exchange the value of things and labor, you know. So money include, you know, behind money there is respect for the material or for the things, you know, which was given to us from Buddha, and our respect to the labor, the effort someone else made. (Clears throat) And to exchange needs to purify, you know. When you exchange things, you know, it means to purify things. If you pay some money, you know, you don't owe anything for anyone, you know. But that is also, you know, something is missing in that idea. Even though you pay for the labor, you know, there's something which you cannot pay. That is, you know, the value of things which was given to you by Buddha. But only when you pay with respect, you know, for the things which was given to us, for the labor which was worked by someone else with respect, then, you know, in this sense, if you pay some money when you get something, with this, only when you do it with this kind of understanding, you can purify your life, your activity of changing things. Without this, you know, idea, if you, even though you pay for the things you get, you owe a lot. You owe a lot. So that is why, you know, we must have always deep respect for things, for money, for labor. And this is, you know, Dogen Zenji's, you know, idea of everyday life. So, the money is not yours. It belongs to our society. Because you think the money is yours, you think the money is dirty. You think in that way. Maybe some people may think, or some people may, you know, attach to the money too much. That is, you know, the that kind of, you know, idea is dirty idea, not pure idea. When you say money is dirty, your understanding is dirty. If material which was given to us is, you know, pure. or the effort we make is pure. So here, you know, so to accumulate money can be allowable. Only you accumulate to be ready to, you know, go to hospital. to be ready to die, you know, a funeral pyre. It costs a lot of money. I had 1,000, 2,000, a lot of money. So, you know, we must have maybe 500 or 1,000. But to rely on the power of the money is wrong. That is the way Buddha did not like at all. At that time, the money system was not so strong, so he said, don't accumulate things. You should eat, you know, you should live on the food you food which was offered just before you eat, and you should not beg more than the food which will suffice next meal. This is, I think Buddha was big scholar of economy. That is, you know, the most important, you know, point of economy, I think, you know. Why we have money is to exchange things. We should not, you know, stop the current of the money. So in this sense, you know, we say everything changes. That is Buddha's, you know, first principle. Everything changes, including, you know, money is not symbol, but, you know, money express the value of things which change. If the value, you know, if things is valuable because we can eat, you know, or we can live on it, then money also should not stop. If money stops, that is business depression. If money is going smoothly all over our in our society is healthy. So money purifies our you know, world. It is not something dirty. It is very pure. It is very important things for us. When we take good care of it, when we respect it. Because you don't respect, you don't pay enough respect to the money, money become dirty, dirty. Doesn't matter how much money you have. You know. Even the money is amount of money you have, a little, you should pay respect to it, and you should make best use of it. How you make best use of it is to make it, you know, work, to make it help our society. The other day, you know, we officers discussed how we should run this Zen center. You know, we don't like to say you should pay if you want to come and study with us. You should pay some money. You know, we don't like it, but. For us, you know, and that is a part of practice. You know, just sit in black cushion is not only practice. You know. So, or how you treat money is, you know, very important practice for us. Most people forget all about how you survive here. You think you can survive alone in that remote mountain. But even though you are, you know, in remote mountain, or that you can go to the deep mountain, it's because of the money. You cannot walk to the Sierra or Rocky Mountain. It is a very foolish idea, you know, to ignore, to not to understand how we survive here. If you, you know, miss this point, whatever you say, that is paper. It is much better to read white paper. Before we study Buddhism, we should know what we are doing and how we survive here. So we think this is a part of practice, but we do not, you know, we do not reject people just because of money. We are ready to help with each other. But each one of us should purify our zendo with money. First of all. That is why I say you should pay. Give me some money. if you give me some money, someone will take good care of it. You know, we should not accumulate money for Buddha. Because Buddha didn't like to accumulate anything. Thank you very much.